Nice to be here.
First off, did the judge have latitude in the length of the sentence?
Yes, he did have latitude. Judge Michael A. Shipp did have latitude. He spoke about that in depth and then went on with his duties of the day.
Did Mr. Mack address the court on his own behalf?
No, he did not, and I think that was the telling moment of the day. It's been typical that Mayor Mack has said very little since this all started, and I think everybody that was in attendance, and it was a packed courtroom, they were waiting for him to say something, and he just said a very almost inaudible no, and the judge continued.
I wonder if it was of any consequence that Mack had, shall we say, the temerity to stay in office more than 2 weeks after he was found guilty.
I'm not sure about that, but I think everyone was just waiting for him to say something after this long, drawn-out ordeal that started almost 2 years ago. We were just waiting for him to say, I think even, I'm sorry, just to say something, but his sound of silence will take him to federal prison.
And that sentencing does bring some closure, and indeed, just 2 days ago, Trenton voters went to the polls, and now a June 10th runoff between the top two finishers will decide who will succeed him. What do we know about Paul Perez and Eric Jackson?
We know that Eric Jackson worked here as a public works director for former mayor Doug Palmer. We know that Paul Perez was born here, but had an extensive stay away in Washington and some other places and returned about 2 years ago. But we also know that they have a good following in a city that needs a champion. And it's great to hear people talk about and say that they'd be happy with either one. That's something positive for the city of Trenton.
Although only 26% of the city's some 38,000 registered voters even bothered to cast a ballot, do you think there's true excitement or is there a sense of resignation about whether the city can turn around in short order?
I think there's going to be some excitement here, and I think that either one of these gentlemen will reach out to those places that are deprived of resources and services. A lot of those are the people that don't vote, and in a city that is almost bankrupt and graduates only 49% of its students, I think there is a certain detachment from government, believing that it doesn't serve their best interests.
How corrosive was the damage to the city over the term of Mack's tenure in terms of turnover at key government positions and rampant cronyism and financial mismanagement?
Oh, I think it hurt our reputation tremendously. And I think that was one comment that was made by Mack attorney Mark Davis in his closing argument today, that there were no victims in this case. And I think that caught everyone by surprise because Mr. Davis obviously does not understand that Trenton residents have been severely hurt by this, and there are victims in this, and other good government guys and women have been hurt by this. And I think that Judge Shipp even mentioned that in his closing, that he did a disservice to other good government people.
Did you have opportunity after the sentencing at the courthouse to sample public reaction?
No, but I think that just from a lot of the people that were in the courtroom that I know that have been there throughout, I think they're satisfied. 5 years is a long, big chunk out of a 48-year-old man's life. And as Mr. Mack's attorney said, there's not going to be a real career for him in any aspect once he gets out of prison.
Mr. Parker, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Dave, it's been my pleasure.
That's the Trentonian's L.A. Parker on NewsWorks Tonight.